First, my good people, next Sunday is Pentecost Sunday. Let us take time out and examine ourselves and find out just what that means to us, or if it means anything at all. Is it just another feast day, like the 4th of July, or Memorial Day, or something? Is it just a celebration of a historical event, something that happened in the past? My good people, it is celebrating an event, yes. But it is doing more than celebrating an event. It is honoring the third person of the Most Blessed Trinity, the Holy Ghost. And it's a shame, really, that art so often portrays the Holy Ghost as a bird, as a dove, because it tends to, at least subconsciously, make something that is spiritual that much less unreal to us. Because, after all, what can a bird do for me? But let's look beyond the symbolism. Let's look at what the Holy Ghost really is, God Himself. We cannot go through life without the guidance, without the instruction of the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit. Both is correct. In fact, if you look at the Latin, Spiritus, the obvious translation is spirit. So let's forget about quibbling about whether it's spirit or ghost. And remember that we are talking about God Himself, the third person of the Blessed Trinity. So this coming Sunday, even if we cannot attend Mass, let us take time out to open ourselves, our hearts, to the Holy Ghost and beg Him for His enlightenment and His consolation. He is the God of consolation. And it doesn't hurt and it's not wrong to ask God for consolation, especially during these most troublesome times. The second person of the Blessed Trinity, our Lord Himself, asked for consolation. And so can and should we. This coming Friday and Saturday are the first Fridays and Saturdays of the month. Those who cannot attend Mass on those days should at least spend some time at their private home altars or wherever they may and ask God through Our Lady to have mercy on the world and on us. It is Our Lady who requested these days. And let everyone be reminded, all Catholics be reminded, of their Easter duty, the obligation of receiving the sacrament of penance and the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist during the Easter season at least once, which ends with Trinity Sunday. But my good people, even though our Holy Mother Church only demands the very minimum of us in that we receive these two most important sacraments only once a year. But if that's all we give God, what are we showing Him? That we love Him just enough to get by, just enough to get to heaven, hopefully. Is that love, my good people? If you love someone, truly love someone, you want to be with that person every possible moment that you can. It's the same way with our Lord. If we really love, we will go far beyond the bare minimum. In fact, it won't even concern us because we will be doing everything out of love, not out of duty. Beloved, be prudent and watchful in prayers. Today, it's worse than ever, existed, the world, and its influence on our lives. But today, it's so much worse because it's become so subtle. And if we're not careful, we find ourselves, without even knowing it, putting on the cloak of the world, acting and doing and speaking as the world acts and speaks and does. Look at the trend in immodesty. It's gotten so bad that we've forgotten what true modesty is. And what we think today is modest, in former times, was condemned as being totally immodest. And it's true with everything. We're so overpowered with TV and the internet and advertisements and political harassment, so to speak, that we've forgotten how to think for ourselves. When we go to the store, for example, do we go and use our heads and pick out what we need and the better of the product, or do we just go with the last thing we saw on TV and pick that one out? It's the same way with our spiritual life. It's so easy to little by little be swallowed up by the erroneous spiritual teachings all around us. Unfortunately, even from members of our own traditional movement, not necessarily through any fault of their own, except that of lack of formation, but we can't get around the fact that we are being misinformed, malinformed, disinformed, wrongly informed, and we don't even know it. In our bulletins the last few months has been a very important statement, and I want to bring it out and emphasize it, and that is that we must leave no one out of our prayers. That we must pray for everyone, for the souls of everyone, living or dead. Now, some of you will ask, but what about those who might be in hell? Or what about those who are already canonized and we don't know about it? Are our prayers not then wasted? No, my good people. We place our prayer and our love and our suffering and our heartache in the palm of God's hand. Yes, we specify this or that person, but we leave the actual deployment of our prayer, the use of our prayer, up to God. We know that He will make the proper use of our prayer. And we must remember that it is wrong for us to demand an answer or to demand our answer. He may give us our answer to our regret, but if we leave it up to His determination, He knows all the ins and the outs of everything, of every aspect, of everything, physical and mental. Let Him use our offerings the way He knows to use them. And if He chooses to say no, that's His prerogative, and we must accept that, knowing that He, above all, wants all souls saved. But He knows the hearts of all men. And there are those who refuse all the way to the very end, God Himself. But that is between them and God. We cannot, we must not ever judge anybody, and most especially based on exterior circumstances or what we see. We have no idea what goes on between the hearts of God and the individual souls. No matter how bad an exterior they may have, there's a statement that has gone around, and there's a lot of truth in it, even though it's purported as a joke, so to speak, but it speaks volumes. When I die, I am going to be surprised. First, that I made it to heaven. Secondly, that those I thought should be in heaven aren't there. And thirdly, those that I thought should be in hell are in heaven. There's a lot of truth to that. This look back in our own lives at how many times we have been proven wrong in our assessments of so-and-so. We cannot ever understand a person totally until and unless we walk in his or her shoes and suffer as he or she suffers with the graces he or she receives. So let us put aside all judgment and all sifting and leave that to God, and let us pray for everyone, above all for ourselves, my good people. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen.